The year-round residents of Whale Pass, a former logging camp in the state's unorganized borough, have petitioned to incorporate a second-class city of around 26 square miles of land and water. Under a new city government, the petitioners want to be able to select land from the state and continue to receive municipal revenue sharing. In fact, that's the bulk of the anticipated revenue for the proposed city. Robert Meyer is president of the Whale Pass Community Association, a nonprofit which provides some services to residents and businesses there. He says as a community association, the town has very little standing with the state or federal government.
With incorporation, we do have standing as an organized community. This is critical as we move forward and state funding will, in all probability, decrease. We've already seen a 30% decrease in community sharing funds from the state this year.
As a second-class city, Whale Pass would get more municipal revenue sharing money from the state than it does as an unincorporated community. The city could also be eligible for other federal money that could be used to pay for services or help make basic repairs to the community's dock and buildings. The nonprofit community association has a board of directors and provides some basic services on a volunteer basis, things like harbor access, a library, and a fire and emergency response. The new city would have one paid employee, a city clerk. The rest of the operations would remain on a volunteer basis. A proposed budget in the petition has the city spending around $82,000 a year after incorporation. Meyer says no property tax is planned.
What we have looked at is a simple bed tax and a fish box tax. And we do generate funds through the leasing of our community charter halibut permits.
Supporters of the incorporation also say it will keep intact a local control in that community from efforts to form a borough on the island. One of the petitioners, Dick Erickson, thinks it's better to incorporate now. In an interview earlier this year, Erickson said, "We'd really like to be in charge of our own boat, to be ready, not reactive." Another incentive is the land that the new city would be able to select from the state. That's kind of like money in the bank, Erickson said, noting the proposed city contains quite a bit of state land. The latest estimate from the state's Department of Labor puts the population in the area around 46 people. That's grown since the 2010 census. Also, the numbers in the community swell during the warmer months, with people who own second homes and others coming in to go hunting or fishing and stay at one of the 8 lodges in the area. One of the big draws is a flourishing hatchery run of early summer coho salmon that returned to nearby Neck Lake. Many of the residents who have commented on the petition have been in favor of a new city, citing greater local control and the ability to plan for growth in the community. But there is some opposition to incorporating. Sharon Hillis wants to wait on forming a city.
Once we become a city, it's much harder to unbecome a city. And I think we should have a couple years, we still have a couple years worth of money, even though it's a lot less than what we had been getting. I would like to wait and see what will happen. And if this vote is turned down, then we can vote again in 2 years. And I don't see a problem with waiting and to see what the economy and the state finances are going to be at that time.
A final report from local Boundary Commission staff released June 24th finds that Whale Pass has the population and human resources to meet requirements of a second-class city. Staff recommend that the commission approve the petition. The LBC will be holding a public hearing in Whale Pass August 2nd at 10 a.m. at the community library. Commissioners will follow that hearing with a meeting to decide whether to approve the petition, and if approved, an election date would be set later in the year by the state's Division of Elections. Then it would be up to Whale Pass voters to decide whether to go forward with forming a city government. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.